and does a nice job escaping in what would have been a big play with if it weren't for the penalty.
Second and 23 for the Pirates. First down marker out at Buell Road. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Eli Kraft for the keeper around the right end to the 40, to the 45, to midfield. He has room to run and is finally dragged down by Dylan Moffitt at the 46-yard line. An 18-yard gain for Eli Kraft on the near sideline. And now brings up from a second and a country mile to a third and four.
Yeah, and Kraft there keeping it himself, getting down the sideline, making this third down very manageable now for the Harbich offense.
And that concludes the third quarter with the score 42-7, the same score we had at halftime. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, the final act coming up.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The fourth quarter. Harbor Beach moving now right to left across the radio, facing a third and four from the Bath 45-yard line, right in front of us in our booth here. Feels good to be back in Harbor Beach. This is the first game we've broadcasted from Harbor Beach all season. Comes in the 11th hour in the 11th week. Two wide each way, Kraft in the shotgun, and has Chris Keys to his left. He passes this one out to Josh Shelke. It's underthrown. He has to come back for it. And Josh Shelke hauls it in at the 25-yard line. A 20-yard reception for Josh Shelke, who had a man all over him, came back, a heads-up play, and brings in another reception for a first down and moved the chains.
Leslie Payne is going to have nightmares of Josh Shelke tonight. Josh Shelke has beaten him down the field all night long, and this time Payne had perfect coverage but was not looking at the ball. Shelke was. He reacted to it and made the catch.
Austin Seltz with the handoff to the 20-yard line, still on his feet at the 15. It's going to be close to the first down, a 10-yard gain for Seltz. And they're saying move the chains, first and 10, yet again for the Pirates.
Number four, Dylan Moffitt, the quarterback, making the stop on the play.
You know what, Dave? You know what pain is?
What's pain?
French bread. You know what Harbor Beach has been tonight? Mobile, hostile, agile. First and 10 for the Pirates, 10:55 left in the fourth quarter. Remember the Titans, Dave.
Yes,
Titans.
I know.
Just checking. Two wide to the right. Kraft hands this off to Travis Esmaker down to the 5-yard line, dragging his defenders all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Travis Esmaker from 15 yards out rumbles in for the score. And Esmaker pushes it to Harbor Beach, 48, Bath 7. In the fourth quarter with 10:43.
Yeah, what a great run there by Essemaker. 5'10", 160 pounds. Was hit at about the 4-yard line by a senior, 6'2", 220 pounds. He drags him 4 to 5 yards into the end zone. He's easily got 40 pounds on him. It made no difference. Essemaker drags him into the end zone. Great run by Harbor Beach.
Nick Hessling in for the point after. Essemaker with the hold. The kick is up. It has the distance, and then it has the accuracy. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Harbor Beach 49, Bath 7.
Hi, Scott Hodos here with the Moore Auto Group. Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, and Moore Shoreline in Sebring. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline in Sebring for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Yeah. 49-7, Harbor Beach with the lead. Some of the coaches for Harbor Beach have left the tower. And you can rest assured, Keith Messing has gotten his hot dog for the night, ketchup and mustard, as well as a hot chocolate. It's an ongoing saga.
It is.
All started with a nominee. He's about 3 inches through. There's a window right to my left. You look through the window, and here's Keith Messing, a coach for Harbor Beach, just mowing down this hot dog.
Nice. It almost kind of reminds me of the old days with Ron Lehrman. Always had to have the popcorn.
That's right.
Yes.
I thought we were going to get popcorn tonight.
I don't think the popcorn ever showed up.
I don't think so. But we're thankful for everything else, including the water, the Gatorade, hot chocolate, some Airheads, and Skittles. 10:43 left in the fourth. Nick Hessling puts a boot down in this one. It comes down to the 25-yard line, brought in by Leslie Payne, out to the 25 and hit at the 28, and he dives forward to the 30. Brought in by tackled by number 7, Brandon Puff, on special teams, a 6-foot sophomore out there. So Bath will get it at their 30-yard line. First and 10, left to right across the radio are the Silver Helmets. Running clock situation.
Yeah, time is going so fast with this running clock.
42-point differential. Sagan Novell gets on the board against Montrose Hill McCloy. Montrose still leads 20-6, though. Moffitt out onto the sweep to the right to Richardson, and there's Travis Essmaker to meet him in the backfield at the 27-yard line for a 3-yard loss. The tackle for loss to Essmaker, who's really getting fired up in the second half.
Yeah, he did that big touchdown run, and now making the first tackle on defense, Travis Essmaker having himself quietly a very nice ball game tonight.
That's Essmaker's third tackle, first for a loss. Also has a few on offense, rushing the ball, as well as a touchdown. Dylan Moffitt has 41 yards and 15 carries. Richardson, 8 carries for 44 yards. Ryan Dress, 11 carries, 35 yards.
Checking in on defense, number 22, Mitch Hearn, now playing defensive back. Eli Kraft gets to watch from the sideline.
Bath still 1-for-7 in the passing game. They hand it off to Reindress. He's across the 30 to the 31, maybe out to the 32, but nothing more. Forward progress stops there. And he was tackled by number 3, Colin Cook, for the Pirates.
Yeah, and right there with him is number 62, Cole Dukoski, another sophomore for Harbor Beach.
Now 3rd and 8. For the Bath Fighting Bees, 8:45 left in the fourth with a running clock. 50-14, North Huron over Owen Gage so far. Thanks to our Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, in charge of our Twitter account, as well as the game log and many other things. Pitch out to the left to Leslie Payne, trying to get around the corner. And he gets past the first man, but then nothing much more beyond that. Number 7, Brandon Puff, the first line defense for the Pirates. It's a 3-yard gain out to the 35-yard line, and now a 4th and 5 for Bath from their own 35.
And yeah, nice tackle there by Puff in the open field. Mitch Hearn right there next to him.
It's good to see a Puff out there with the number 7 jersey still. 7:52 left in the fourth, 49-7. As the big, and Bath is actually going to punt this one away. Number 2, Travis Essmaker, stands at his own 30-yard line, awaiting the punt. The punt is away from number 10, Casey Kessler. Bounces at the 40, and that's where it's brought in by number 70, Dalton Hilliker. On special teams, and Harbor Beach will take over with a 60-yard field to work with, right to left across your radio. 7:25 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 49, Bath 7.
Yeah, almost certain you're going to see new quarterback number 10, Josh Shelke, taking over here.
Of course, the winner of this game goes on to take the winner of the Pawama-Westphalia Carson City Crystal Falls game. Last we heard, Pawama Westphalia was leading 20-14. If Pawama does hang on to win, Harbor Beach would host next week's game on Friday. If Carson City wins, Harbor Beach potentially would be playing on Saturday, definitely at Carson City. Handoff to number 21 for Harbor Beach is Devin Lemansky. He gets out for about 8 yards to the 4.